Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hey Pete, this is Chris Beck.
Hey Chris.
Hey man. So I received something in the mail in regards to some lending possibilities here.
Yeah, of course.
So, what are your terms as far as lending? I have I'm looking to possibly consolidate some debts. I have about $60,000 and assets and about $10,000, so total of about $70,000. I'd be looking for roughly about a $100,000 loan.
Looking for around $100,000 loan. Okay, perfect, perfect. Do you have the mailer that we sent out in front of you with your the code on it? It should be 16 digits. Perfect. Can you say that back to me real quick?
2511.
Mm-hmm.
2101.
Mm-hmm.
0041.
Mm-hmm.
1433.
Perfect. Give me a second to pull this up. Just gotta confirm a couple pieces of info I have on the business with you, and then you continue from there. Answer any questions you have. So did you say your name was Chris?
Correct.
Perfect. And Chris, is this the 248 number a good number to reach you back? Because we did just get a new phone system. Some calls have been dropping.
Yeah, you can call me back at this number.
Perfect, perfect. Alrighty here. And so the name of the business is Integrated Enterprise LLC, correct?
Correct.
And is that the DBA name as well?
Yes.
Perfect. And the structure of the business is an LLC, of course, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business for, Chris?
Roughly 3 years.
3 years. And are you the 100% owner of the business? Perfect. And now just confirm the address that we have on file, and we're ready to go.
That's 1060 Parkland Road, Lake Orion, Michigan, 48360.
Alrighty. So tell me a little bit about your history here with the business, a little background, and, you know, consolidating the loans and who you're dealing with currently.
Okay. Interstate Trucking Company.
Okay.
Have a tractor and a trailer with two different lenders. One's kind of like a lease.
Mm-hmm.
Lease to own.
Is there a buyout option on that, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I don't think there's a penalty. I think, a buyout. Yes, there is a buyout option. No penalty. Early payoff. And then I have a loan with On Deck, about $10,000. The total of these loans are about $70,000 for all three of these, and I'm paying roughly $3,600 a month between all three. Now, I'd like to consolidate those, get a little bit of operating capital, and pay a lot less.
Mm-hmm. No, we definitely do that. So as far as the on-deck loan, I'm going to need a little bit more just background on that. When did that fund? How much did you take out with them?
That went out, that was funded back in February, I believe. And they've been pulling out daily for quite some time. And I kind of paused my operations with trucking this past month. It's getting a little out of hand. I'm going lopsided with my payments and the equipment I have and everything. I only have one piece of equipment. And I own another company. I own an industrial roofing company. So kind of been my focal point's been around that. And then, but I'm looking for the winter months to get back in and operate. And I'd rather, instead of taking my personal money out and paying off my my debts and just shutting down, I'd rather use this trucking as operation for the for winter purpose. So, and if I can consolidate it and make it more appealing, then I'd like to do so. But as far as On Deck, they do like a daily payment of like $78 a day,
mm-hmm.
Monday, Friday, and that's, you know, that
that affect your cash flow a lot? You know, do you absolutely hate it?
Yeah, I mean, it's over $1,500 per month, you know. So I think with the interest and everything, I was paying roughly $15,000 or something, paying them back $14,000, and I think I owe just under $10,000 now.
So you borrowed $10,000, pay back $14,000?
Yeah, it might have been $11,000. I'm not sure, $10,000 or $11,000, and I'm paying back like $14,000.
All right.
Yeah.
So with the daily payments that you had with OnDeck, did you like experience some cash flow issues? Because I know for some industries and some companies, it's really not a big deal at all. Like, okay, take it every day instead of the whole thing at once. Some people, that's completely, they hate it, they can't do it anymore. So what was your experience with that?
Well, at first, you know, it was fine until I started reeling back on operations. You know, insurance went up and everything started going sky high, and I realized that what I'm doing when I'm not operating my own equipment is I'm putting all my energy into the operation of the company, but I'm not making any profit. And sometimes with maintenance and that, I was falling short. So yeah, in a way, when we first started out and we started jamming before, you know, hiccups start happening, it was okay. And then I started reeling back, thinking, you know, I'm in business just to say I have this business. It doesn't make any sense. I'm going to slow down the operation. I started slowing it down, and then those daily fees, you know, start to add up and pick at you. $80 a day every single day is kind of silly. You know, with you know, I'm not in sales, so if I was doing sales and constantly having daily deposits in my account, that's one thing. But when I you know, is like on a weekly billing, you know, is another. So with all this being said, it's just an option. Because if you're on a short term, what's going to happen is you need to make your money too, and it's going to be equivalent to anything else that they're doing or what I'm already on. You know, I think I'm on a with OnDeck, I was on a 10-month or something.
Okay. Yeah, we usually can get I'm very familiar with OnDeck. You know, they're a big player in the industry. They've been around for a while. But I don't really have anything bad to say out of them. We can usually get you a little bit of a longer term, not, you know, significantly crazy. Like, I'm not talking like years here, but probably somewhere around 18 months, 24 months on the high end. It's kind of tough to get a longer term for first time borrower with a company, for like the unsecured. Do you know, so you're saying you're paying around 80 a day with OnDeck, right? So
yeah.
What did that come out to a month? Let me just real quickly. About $1,600 a month, give or take.
Yeah, somewhere between $1,500 and $1,600. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, do you remember what the, you know, operating capital with OnDeck was used for? Like, was it just to do some fix ups, or?
I took all that money and I threw it towards my insurance premium. So the insurance took that.
I got you.
But now 18. Unfortunately, that's not going to. That's not going to do anything. I'd at least need like a 36 minimum month term, because of the fact that when you take $70,000 and I got to pay back $70,000 or $100,000 in 18 months, my payment's going to be sky high anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you divide 100,000 by 18.
No, yeah, it's without even with zero interest, man. Like you're looking, it's like five grand, $5,500, if I'm doing my math right.
Exactly. So, and then there's interest. So even at 70,000 divided by 18 month term.
Well, I guess before we even get there, because these are, you know, the working capital loans, have some experience with them. They're based on gross annual sales. So what did you do last year in sales, top line revenue?
Oh, man, like 379,000.
Ballpark me, yeah. 379.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, just from about that, and what's your credit around personally? Again, ballpark, you don't have to be.
Probably about 630, 640.
Okay. So, I mean, not the best, but we deal with that. You know, we do credit tiers A through D, so we can always get approval for something. So, Chris, just kind of giving you some feedback on gross annual sales, credit, and, you know, what you're looking for. I think what's going to happen here, just because usually it's around 10 to 15% of gross annual sales is what we can allocate for a loan. So, you know, let's just round up to 400.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking. I'm thinking more on the max side here. It's going to be like 60K.
Yeah.
So what I would recommend to do with that is don't use these working and you know, depending on whether you go with us or not, don't use a working capital loan to pay for your equipment financing. It's just from a business standpoint, you're paying interest on interest. You're not the only one that's that's looking for money to do that. I'd kind of point you in the other direction. Just maybe pay off the on deck, net the rest of the money, and put it into the business in some way, shape, or form that'll get you a profit. I think that's kind of where you made your first. I know it's you have to do it because you had to get the money for your insurance. But when you use these working capital loans and put it into something where it doesn't return any money to you. Sometimes you just need to do it to keep the doors open, but that's kind of where it hurts you if you're using these daily payments and you're not, like you said, you're not selling anything. Like when I get somebody to, you know, take this for inventory as opposed to, you know, making a payment on your equipment, those guys are going to see the return, you know, their market, their margin. Your return on investment right here is like only if I can get you a cheaper loan. If I can't save you the money, even with my interest, you know, I don't have a lot of room to work with here. So is there any other part of the business that, let's say, even if I don't even get you money to pay off the on deck, like let's say if I got you $20,000 to $30,000 at a second position loan.
Right.
Where could you allocate that?
Well, I probably couldn't because of the fact that I'd need to invest in equipment, and I pretty much have the equipment that I need right now. I'm not looking to expand anymore. I went out and I purchased equipment, and then I off as it's the this industry is really tough. I mean, your profit margin is 7 to 11% profit.
I deal with a lot of truckers.
Yeah, so it's a bitch. But with that being said, I don't see this working out. There's a couple others. You know, I'm just trying to weigh out my options here, and there's another company that. You know, I hate to compare, but I fall right below something about my point system and my credit score. I don't know what the points are. What are those points?
A lot of lenders, including us, we have like a algorithm, basically where you put in a couple different factors and concerning business credit, personal credit, revenue, deposit amounts, deposit frequency. It's a long, nasty equation, but they kind of spit out a score, and that's kind of what you're predicated on. Like that score predicates the loan amounts, the term length, because you know if you got you know making $1 million in revenue and you only want to borrow $20,000 and you have 800 credit, yeah, I'll get you a 3-year loan with you know barely any interest on it because you're good for it and you're not really borrowing a lot of money compared to what you have. For your situation. I'm thinking if you have a $10,000 balance with OnDeck and we get you anywhere between 40 and 60K, we would pay that one off and you would probably net anywhere between 30 and 50. Is that something that you could, you know?
Well, what will happen, like you were saying, is then I'd just be sitting on it as working capital and the working capital would more so not go to generating any more income. It'd be just an emergency and then I'd be paying interest on a bed of money that I'd probably eat up in places I shouldn't.
Well, you know what? it doesn't hurt to see what your options are. And, you know, it's kind of like with OnDeck, all we need is an application and some bank statements and a tax return, and I can at least definitively, without speculating, tell you, hey, Chris, these are your options here. If you like it and it works for you, then go for it, and we'll sign some documents, get you funded. If it, you know, it's just not something that makes sense, like you're gonna, like I said, be paying interest on interest, or you know, you just, it's just not enough money, or I don't know, then you don't take it, and there's no, you know, cost you a little bit of time. And we do a soft pull on the credit too, so if you're, it doesn't really hurt your credit score to kind of see what your option is for this.
Right. Well, let me boggle this around, and if you want to touch base through email.
Yeah, let me, what's your good email?
That's integrated, integrated dot enterprise, enterprise, at gmail.com.
Enterprise, singular?
Correct.
Perfect.
And then, shoot me on and over an email, and that way I have your contact information, and I'll reach out to you if I, you know.
I'll send you what I need for an app package. I'll include the little application on there. It's like a page. It takes, usually, if you have your tax returns on file and you do online banking, you could get this back to me within 15 minutes. And then it only takes about 24 hours for me to get some numbers. So it is a pretty quick turnaround if you do want to see what we have.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Sounds good, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Take care.